Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
And Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media Group.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough. Yeah, we're going to have to use the mic, guys.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us on a very busy Saturday night, having just a touch of technical difficulties, as we had suspected we might. We're going to hope that this all works out well. We have been, just so you know where we're at, for 14 weeks, we have been locked down and doing this show virtually, kind of in pieces. So, you know, my video guys are in one place and the audio guys are somewhere else, and I'm here and we're trying to get all of that stuff put together. It's been a very difficult and challenging season, but we're happy to be back tonight. If you missed Hour One with Larry Elder, you've got to go back and hear the brand new movie called Uncle Tom. It debuted last night in Dallas. He was there for the premiere. It was 2 hours of my life today that just radically they're just so important. It's almost impossible to describe how important they are. But I think what we're going to talk about this hour is of equal importance, because whether we're talking about the racial protests that you see on the front pages of the newspapers and on the top stories of the top of the hour news, or whether we talk about the issue that we're going to with my next guest, we live in perilous times, times when values are being misrepresented and times when truth is not being told. And a number of months ago, in fact, it was probably a couple of years ago now, we had Kelsey Bowler of the Independent Women's Forum on this very show. She just produced a miniature documentary for the Heritage Foundation and the Daily Signal that kind of highlighted the plight of three high school girls in the state of Connecticut that were competing for track scholarships at the height of their high school career and were literally bumped out of contention because boys, anatomical boys, were allowed to race in the female sports vertical. And so that started a series of protests, court cases, other things that have not gone well. And this problem has multiplied itself across the country in many ways. So for tonight's Ladies Lounge guest, I invited someone that I've never had on the show before because she sent me an email this morning that talked about what all of this is. Meridian Baldacci is the policy and communication strategist for a group called the Family Policy Alliance, a great group doing great work. And she joins us tonight from her home. And Meridian, it's great to have you. We started this very segment of this show a few years ago. We call it the Ladies Lounge. I invite brilliant women in media to come and to share with us what they are thinking and you know, their thoughts on the day, because I felt like in my own profession, in the world of talk radio, that the brilliance of women's voices were not being highlighted enough. So I specifically carved out this portion of this show every week to talk to just women. I cannot help but marvel at the irony that we're here in this segment talking about this on a subject where men are literally trying to rub women out of things that were specifically carved out for them. Anyway, welcome. It's wonderful to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on here, and I'm excited to talk about this. As you said, it's an area rich with irony, and I hope we can unpack some of that tonight.
No, I think we'll do a good job of that. Let's talk about the work that you do first? Because one of the things we like to do in the Ladies' Lounge is get to know the people. What draws you as a young millennial or Z, I'm not sure which generation you're in, to give your life to fighting for public policy? What is it that drives you and motivates you in that vein?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I work for Family Policy Alliance, and for context, we are a national pro-family ministry. We work at both the national and state levels in a variety of public policy areas. So that includes issues like education choice, pro-life issues, religious freedom, and a lot of what we do is the sex and gender space, which we're going to be talking about tonight. You know, this is something I've always been very passionate about because I think it's one of the core dilemmas of our age. We've gotten to such a point where people are really struggling with basic questions on a personal level of who am I, what does it mean to be human, and on a cultural level of what does it mean to be American, what does America look like. And I think that sex and gender gets to such a personal issue there for individuals and for our country. It really gets to how are we going to view those most basic familial relationships. So I've always been passionate about that issue and about sharing the message of a positive vision for sex and gender across the country. And that's really what's drawn me to the current work that I do at Family Policy Alliance.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because I'm told that your generation is not particularly tied up with this stuff. They just want to live and just let people be. And what's the harm? You know, if it doesn't hurt you, why do you feel like you've got to tell other people what they should or shouldn't be doing?
Another great question, you know, and one I get frequently from my friends. Why do you care so much about this issue if it doesn't hurt you? And, you know, I think there's two levels to this. The first is actually I do believe that my friends who are struggling in these areas with their views of sexuality, with their view of gender, it really is hurting them personally. You know, someone who's struggling with, am I a male? Am I a female? Should I have been born in a different body? Is dealing not only with the question of biology, but they're dealing with a lot of emotional struggles underneath, frankly, the medical community and our broader society is not giving them good answers to. Right now, we're telling people that are struggling in that way that they can get slapped with hormones and with surgery, and that will take care of all the pain that they're experiencing, all the hurt that they've gone through. And that's simply not true. We know, and we can talk about this a little bit later, but that medically that just doesn't work. And moreover, that people are still going to be struggling with those underlying issues. I think more broadly, these issues can affect our society. You know, we've seen already how this can affect religious employers, how this can affect, and we can talk about that with the Title VII case that came out recently.
Yeah.
We can see how this is affecting, a variety of different areas where it's not just a personal choice anymore. The left really wants to push this out beyond that personal choice.
Do they give any indication as to why? It's one thing, and I've been in the social values fight for 40 years. I've never understood when you get down to it, if somebody wants to have the convenience of abortion to just take care of, you know, sexual habits, or if they just want to be allowed to wear clothes that don't belong to the gender that they've been told they are, or whatever. I've always wondered. It seems like there's a fine line between just someone's appetite and forcing the rest of the world to care about that appetite. And to me, it seems like we have gone so bonkers into the "you will be forced to care" side of this discussion, and yet I can't figure out why it's so important to them. What is it that they stand to gain by forcibly making people agree with them?
Absolutely. I mean, best example of the kind of force you're talking about is the J.K. Rowling debate that happened a couple of weeks ago. She points out that the media has gone so far as not wanting to use the word woman anymore, and wanting to find other words to describe, you know, whether it's people who menstruate or other terms. And she says, don't we have a word for that? Can't we just say, you know, woman, you're erasing my womanhood? That's how far the left has gone.
Right.
I think there are certainly political motivations there on that level. On a personal level, I think, again, people are really hurting. They want real solutions, and they want validation. They don't want to just say that it's okay for them to live their lives that way. You know, they really do buy into this as part of my identity. The identity politics is very real there, and if it's part of my identity, I not only want you to accept it, but I want you to affirm that, because I'm not feeling affirmed in it myself. So I think, again, there's both a personal and a political element.
Yeah,
there.
Well, if I woke up every day hoping for everyone to affirm me before I could get out of bed, I would have ended life a long time ago, like when I was 7 or 8, because, you know, then it was just mom telling me to go clean my room. And that wasn't very affirming, which my 10-year-old now tells me I tell him. So, you know, I'm not sure that I'm getting any further ahead on this. We're speaking with Meridian Baldacci, who is the policy and communication strategist for the Family Policy Alliance. And there's a specific week that we are entering into, and it got started just a tad early with some news from the Department of Justice. And so we're going to take this break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask her to break it all down for us. There's a few things, by the way, you can do to help support these girls who are having their sports taken away from them. We'll delve into a number of the things that you can speak out on and make your expressions known on. Something as simple as maybe even just framing your Facebook icon. But we'll get into all of that before we're done. We're live from New York. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough, and we are back. We're back live. It's been a long, long 14 weeks since we have been live on Saturday nights. And doing the virtual stuff, it's kind of fun. It's rearranged my schedule. I had some ability to do some things I hadn't done before, but I just miss being with you. We've been doing this show. I think we're moving into our 10th year. So this has been a tradition in my life for such a long time. And as you know, in hour number two, we open up the Ladies Lounge and we highlight some of the brilliant women in media. And tonight's a first-timer in the lounge, Meridian Baldacci is her name. She's the policy and policy and communication strategist. Man, Meridian, that's a mouthful of a title, but you're doing a good job at what you're doing.
It absolutely is.
Thanks for being here. So I booked you because of the Save Girls Sports campaign, and I started out this conversation talking about the girls in Connecticut, which I'm assuming is one of the highlighted cases that you guys are helping get people aware of. But how widespread is the male invasion of female sports?
You know, it's all over the place, ranging from the high school level on up to the professional level. The Olympic Committee allows the men into the women's category under certain circumstances. The NCAA has a policy allowing for this. You can work on down to the high school level. Only one state, though, currently has a law that proactively prohibits this practice, that actually ensures that girls' sports are reserved for girls. Only one state in the country actually has that. That's Idaho, which this year just passed the Fairness in Women's Sports Act and immediately got slapped with a lawsuit by the ACLU, who really wants men to be able to steal opportunities from women. We don't think that's right, and that's why we started the Save Girls Sports campaign.
Well, frame how they're going about it. Like, help people that haven't given this any thought understand what's happening here.
Exactly. So we all agree that sports should be fair. If you think about it, high school sports tournaments should be for high school athletes. The Colorado tournament should be for Colorado athletes. And when we talk about female sports, that should be for female athletes. It's a pretty simple concept, especially when you think about the fact that males have natural biological advantages over females. That doesn't make females inferior. But it means that they need to have their own sports divisions because males have greater cardiovascular capacity, they have greater bone density, they have greater muscle mass. And those things remain true to a large extent, even if the male goes through hormone therapy to try to transition to female. So the reality is that males end up stealing, when they're allowed to play in female sports, they'll end up stealing scholarships, they'll end up stealing tournament titles, elite competition opportunities. That's exactly what's happened in Connecticut. And the ACLU now is suing in Idaho. Idaho is the only state that protects girls from this practice. The ACLU is suing Idaho over that. And here's their rationale. They think that it's unfair to not let the men into the women's category. It's crazy, to be frank.
Okay, and where are the national women's groups on this? Where's the National Organization of Women? Where are all the people that have fought for Title IX and all of the things going into why even female sports divisions were created in the first place?
Well, Title IX has an incredible history, and that's actually why we picked Save Girls Sports on the particular week that we did. Title IX is a federal law whose anniversary is next Tuesday, June 23rd. It is a non-discrimination law, so it prohibits sex discrimination in educational programs, which includes athletics. So it includes high school and college athletic programs. When Title IX was passed in 1970, or before Title IX was passed in 1972, about 1 in 27 girls played sports. Frankly, they didn't have their own sports teams. If they did have their own sports teams, they were recreational only. If they had, for some reason, a competitive team, it was underfunded. They didn't have their own locker rooms. They didn't have their own anything. So 1 in 27 girls played sports. 1972, Title IX gets passed by Congress. We start seeing a slew of changes, including the ACLU going to bat for women to make sure that they got their own sports teams, that Title IX was followed through, that they actually got the funding that they needed. Title IX was an advocate for women. And then we get to where we are today. Today, 2 in 5 women play sports. Dramatic increase, nearly a tenfold increase over the 1 in 27 from 1972. And today, the ACLU, who once championed girls' sports, is now championing men taking those opportunities that were reserved for women by Title IX in the first place. And amazingly, in Idaho, they're actually using Title IX as one of their arguments for why they should, we should let men into women's.
How does that work?
You know, they see this as a non-discrimination issue, and this is actually why we decided to launch Save Girls Sports Week a couple days early. Save Girls Sports Week was going to launch on Monday, but then yesterday the U.S. Department of Justice saw what was going on in Idaho, saw the arguments that the ACLU was making about non-discrimination, about equal protection, another one of their arguments, and the Department of Justice actually filed a statement of interest, saying no, it does not violate the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause to say that men can, or to say that men cannot compete in women's sports. That's simply untrue. In fact, we recognize that men and women are biologically different, and the best way we can treat them equal is to keep those separate categories separate, not to create a co-ed sports league and leave women out altogether.
Well, one of the problems, and I wrote about this in my second book, The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be, which was basically a contemporary male response to the modern feminist movement. One of the problems is that in this, there's been this argument since the 60s that men and women are same and not equal. And sameness and equality don't come to the same mathematical ends. If you say that I am the same as you, then that means that I have an overlap in all areas. If you say that I'm equal to you, then I have an equal value to you, but that allows for distinctions that may be quite important for me to be who I am, to be distinct from you. Therefore, when my wife and I come together, we can create a child, whereas if I and another that is like me cannot. There's just some of these like biological, and for being the, you know, always being accused of being anti-science and everything else, this gender issue, to me, has exposed grave hypocrisy on the left, particularly as it is applied to actual science. And it seems a little befuddling. I'm the father of a daughter who may never even get to play a sport competitively, because if this continues down this path, there will be the elite men's sports, and then there will be the co-ed leagues. And there will not be anything that women can do just to compete purely against women for the welfare and the benefit of their skill and expression. And that is really troublesome.
That is troublesome, Kevin, and, you know, we want your daughter to be able to compete in sports, but that's exactly the reason that we started the same.
Okay, I have just 1 minute left. What can my listeners do tonight? Where do they go? How do they get involved?
If you look up Save Girls Sports, the first result you'll see is Family Policy Alliance's website, and you can find out more there. You can also go on Facebook, and you can change your profile picture. Very simple. You just hit change your profile picture, add the frame, and look up Save Girls Sports.
All right.
You'll add a temporary frame.
Meridian, great job. You got to come back to the Ladies Lounge sometime. All right. Kevin McCullough, we're coming back from New York. We've got a half hour left. We're going to make the best of it. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States has seen another record-breaking day with over 66,600 new coronavirus cases, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. That's up from the previous daily record of 63,200 and marks the third time in less than a week the country has hit an all-time high for new confirmed infections. The United States has now seen 3.18 million COVID-19 cases and more than 134,000 deaths due to the virus. Parts of the country are scrambling to shut down once again. Bars, restaurants, and the young have made their way into the crosshairs of governors in southern states where the virus is surging. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster issued an executive order to prohibit the sale of alcoholic beverages after 11 p.m.
This executive order will prohibit the sale of alcoholic beverages at all South Carolina restaurants and bars after 11 p.m.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, Kevin McCullough, and glad you're with us. Interesting shot there of the TKTS booth. It's almost like there's some people coming back into the city, which we're in technically the final part of phase one on the reopen for New York City, and it's been a slow haul. I know that everybody else in the country was impatient, but my goodness, it has been such a burden here in the New York tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, all struggling with the pace at which things are opening up. And, you know, what's interesting is that there's going to be some people that are going to be trying to blame the Tulsa rally tonight by the president on any new spikes that might come out. Every doctor that we had on this show and that I spoke to in the last 14 weeks said you're going to have some spikes when the population starts mingling together again. What we've always done in past breakouts is that that develops herd immunity. We've not done that, so now we're going to start doing that. But what we need to do is to protect our seniors and to make sure that we don't send COVID-positive patients to nursing homes. Might have saved 10,000 lives in New York if we'd done that, but Governor Cuomo couldn't have been very bothered with it. Anyway, I want to open up the phone lines, 888-340-3373. If you've been listening tonight, you've heard two pretty incredible topics gone rather sharply in depth with. Larry Elder and the brand new documentary that you must see called Uncle Tom. It's got a controversial title. I'm sure that there's going to be some people having hissy fits about the fact. But just so you know, all 50 contributors that they interviewed and spoke with in the film wanted that to be the title of the film. Uncle Tom. UncleTom.com is where you can see it, and you can go and view that tonight. I watched it today. It's 2 hours that you will not regret using to sharpen your understanding of the racial component in America today. You just won't. Even if you disagree with all the points that they make, you'll come away understanding more about the racial component in America's history than you've ever known before. Because what they basically argue is that Black conservatives, people that disagree with the government dependency that Jackson and Sharpton preach, that that viewpoint doesn't exist. Well, it does. In fact, it's interesting because just before the show started tonight, I was reading a story that I came across on Twitter about Muhammad Ali's son. Now, everybody knows that Muhammad Ali was an anti-war Vietnam era protester. So I'm sure that there are a lot of people that wonder, you know, well, what would, his son, Muhammad Ali Jr., have to say about the protesters that have been protesting in the streets in recent weeks? Well, this is what he said. On the fourth anniversary of his dad's death, he says that his father would not only be against Black Lives Matter, but that Muhammad Ali Sr. would label the movement racist, and he would call the protesters devils. This is Muhammad Ali Jr. The legendary boxer and activist stood up against racism throughout his whole life, says the New York Post, but Muhammad Ali Jr. says his dad would have been sickened by how the protests got hijacked into riots, violence, and looting following the death of George Floyd. He said, "My father would have said, they ain't nothing but devils. My father said all lives matter." I don't think he'd agree with him. Of the BLM movement, Ali Jr., a Muslim like his father, said, "I think it's racist. It's not just black lives that matter. White lives matter, Chinese lives, all lives, everybody's life. God loves everyone. He's never singled anyone out. Killing is wrong no matter who it is." This was in an hour-long interview that he sat for. On the issue of police brutality, Ali defended law enforcement. Again, a counter voice that you're not hearing anywhere. He said, "Police don't wake up and think I'm going to go kill an N-word today or kill a white man. They're trying to make it back home to see their family in one piece that night." Speaking of Floyd's killing at the knee of the white police officer in Minneapolis, Ali said that officer was wrong. Killing the person was wrong. But people don't realize that there are far more good cops than bad. It's just interesting, and I wonder in this cancel culture how long it is until the mob comes after Muhammad Ali Jr., because you're not allowed to say all that stuff, what he said there. Friends, if you want to understand free speech, you've got to see Uncle Tom. Larry Elder produced it, and I'm just going to tell you, it's going to blow you away. It's an hour and 48 minutes. You will not regret the time that you spend for it. Now, there's something else that you can do in making a difference, and it has to do with actually solving a problem that helped create the problem we have now in America. We had slavery in America, and the vestiges of that, we are told, still haunt the racial component of America today. Well, it's for that reason that many years ago I started encouraging my listeners to help us end slavery in other parts of the world. And when I come back, I've got an exciting update for you. Don't go anywhere. Kevin McCullough, Saturday night, Radio Night Live. Stay right here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And with Juneteenth being observed yesterday in America, and tonight the discussion as we continue to have a nationwide dialogue about race in the aftermath of the Brooks shooting and the death of George Floyd and the rest of it, I continue to run into these people and have these very interesting discussions. Not particularly nice ones. In fact, just... The weekend, I guess it was a week after the weekend of George Floyd's death, when the major angst began to be produced about what had happened, and the police officer had not been charged, and I was very troubled by that, spoke out about it, said I felt like he should be, finally was. But I had family members who were irritated at me because I was not okay with the rioting and the destruction in response to the death of George Floyd. Well, I also happen to be the only member of my family that has any African-American children. So I don't really care what my other family members had to say to me about how woke I am about race issues. I've been dealing with them for far longer than they have, especially the college twerps that just got out. So it's one of those things where I feel like the whole conversation about all of it from the beginning has been somewhat dishonest. And when I actually think about things that can be done to affect racial justice in America or the world, right? So we shouldn't just be about racial justice here at home. We should want the divine equality of all people to be universally acknowledged and observed, right? That should be, if you're truly a person of good conscience and faith, you shouldn't just be against racial division in America. You should want all men, all women, of every stripe to know of their equal value before God on planet Earth. Having said that, we have done something at this show for the last number of years that has made a huge difference. In fact, over the last 3 years, you, working with me, working with a group called Christian Solidarity International, we have actually liberated. We haven't held up signs and marched and pounded our fists and gotten militant. We actually ponied up resources and actually did something with the wealth that we have to impact the lives of others in helping to end slavery, at least in the lives of over 670 people. I want that to sink in for a second. Over the last 3 years, you and I together, we have given 678 people or more freedom from slavery. Slavery that is just as cruel and intolerant, maybe more so when you understand how they go about it in Africa, Sudan, the northern portion where the jihadist radicals had taken all these slaves years ago in a civil war that the rest of the world governments came in and ended and gave South Sudan its own place so Christian Southerners could be there. The northern radicals didn't give up their slaves, and the world governments didn't ask them to. But on some level, 678 or more of you have come together over the last 3 years and said, well, we're gonna be about ending this. Well, this year we're doing it again. And I may have told you a couple of weeks ago, we're aiming for 92 slaves to be freed this spring and summer, this early portion of spring and summer, because we know that many negotiations that are currently going on. And we can liberate all 92 of these women. We can give them everything they need to start their life over again and safely get them back to South Sudan for a one-time gift of $250. That's negotiating their freedom, giving them all of their survival kits to start their lives with, and to transport them from where they are under the control of the slave masters to free areas of South Sudan where they can go and live and not be in fear anymore. Friends, this is one of, I think, the most healing things we can do when we're talking about dealing with race and justice and discrimination. I don't care if you get all upset about how outraged people in the inner cities are, so much so that they went down Fifth Avenue or the Magnificent Mile in Chicago and beat in every store because they were angry, and you're feeling their anger today. I don't care about your woke feeling on that. If you're a person of conscience, if you're a person that cares, then do what the McCullough family has done. Do what many of my staff members have done. Do what 600 of our listeners have done over the last 3 years and liberate a life. Step forward and liberate a slave who tonight will probably be raped in the custody of her slave master, where tonight she may have her children taken from her and given to others as slaves for them. where tonight she may be beaten, grossly abused, starved, forced into a forcible Islamic conversion, forced to mutilate her own genitals with the lids of rusty cans. Friends, if you want to be about doing the good, then join the team that's doing the good. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. And so far, of our goal of 92 this spring, we just liberated our 48th over the last 3 weeks. So you have responded big time. Here's the phone number, 888-342-1010. There's multiple ways to do this. It's $250 total. If you can't afford that in a one-time gift, how many could you afford in 2 one-month gifts? So $125 this month, $125 the next month. Could you do $50 over 5 months? That would still liberate a slave prior to Christmas. If you have to, could you do $25 by 10 months? Or maybe you have the means. Maybe you haven't stopped working through COVID and the lockdown. Maybe you have the means to write a check to liberate 4 or 5 or 10 of these women. But all I know is that we are now over halfway to our goal of 92. And I don't want us to leave a single one of them behind. 44 and counting to hit the goal of liberating another 92 slaves. Will you help us right now? 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. It's fine to have big talk about getting people, law enforcement, and black leadership and everything else together in America. I want us to find our racial peace here. But on some level, I think there are people invested in not finding that peace. So what I'm going to invest my time doing is finding justice for those who still have no one to speak for them, which are the slaves of South Sudan. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. In fact, I'll match the next 10 of you that liberate a slave right now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Final few minutes of Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough couldn't be more happy than to have you with us. And a big thank you to Meridian Baldacci and also Larry Elder, who joined us tonight to take on, you know, two really, you know, easy topics. the race war in America and the fight for genderism, whatever. I don't even know how you classify what they're talking about on the gender space right now, because it's literally just nothing more than, and they actually discovered this, because one of the cases that came to my attention about a year ago were these guys that didn't make the varsity baseball team at a Southern California school. And so they just decided to identify as female and go out for the women's softball team. And they took four or five of the starting spots of girls that had been playing in the softball, you know, leagues coming up through junior high, etc., and were expected to enjoy their senior year. And they just had their spots taken from them by mediocre guys. You know, I mean, that's what. How else as a man do you look yourself in the mirror and say, oh, I'm fulfilling my purpose? I can't throw or hit, but I want to be a star. So I'm gonna go join the girls' softball team because it's easier. They actually found Iran doing this in the women's World Cup last year. They actually had men on the Iranian women's team that had just said they were identifying. It is not just borderline insanity. It is full-fledged 8 feet deep in it. Because if I can't say to my son and daughter, you're made male and you're made female, and the being made in that way is unique, that God put a unique signature on you that no one else has, and that in learning what that means is the greatest pursuit of your life. But you know what? It goes back to something Larry Elder said in the first hour. Fatherlessness has created a lot of this. If dads aren't in the home, then girls don't have the image of what proper, respectful men should look like. And if the father's not in the home, then the boy has no way of modeling what he should be doing. And by the way, there's other options. If the dad's not a very good dad in the home, then he can wreck both of those too. But at least you have a better chance of fighting for it if the mom and dad are married and actually there. That's why all the studies show the biggest key to success for kids is the zip code they live in and whether or not their parents are married and living in the house together. I said this in a debate last week and people got offended by it, but it's true. Go look it up. There's multiple studies that have drawn this conclusion. You have married adults raising children, living together in the same home in a loving relationship. Those children are infinitely farther ahead than children raised in other households, because they're getting more of the clear picture of what they're supposed to be. I know it's not popular to say, but it's still the right thing to do, which is what we try to think about here. Kevin McCullough, have a great week. See you next time.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.